This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
PXY Mornings, Moose, my work wife, Breezy.
Okay, no, I'll literally vomit live on air. We're not doing that. Thank you so much.
Guys, there have been some really creepy documentaries that have come out.
Yeah.
Based around these social media moms who are now spending mostly the rest of their lives in prison.
It's not even like moms. It's like families, too. Like, it's a whole family. Dads are involved, cousins.
I think I saw a trailer for at least three of them. I know the one I want to see on Hulu. I haven't watched because I don't own Hulu.
You don't own Hulu?
I can't do it.
Don't own it.
My hands are tied at this point.
I know. Not you bootlegging a Fire Stick or jailbreaking it or whatever it's called. You know, I did end up watching this documentary that you're speaking of. It's called Ruby Frankie is the girl.
Ruby Frankie.
So I was never, and I can't speak for you, but I was never a YouTube girly. I never like watched or followed YouTubers or channels.
I can't think of one YouTube like channel that I'm subscribed to. I can't think of one.
I don't even think I have a YouTube account like to be able to subscribe. Are you a YouTuber, Intern Joe? Or were you?
I definitely was when I was in high school.
Really? Yeah, what were you watching? What was your niche? Like
skateboard videos.
No, I was watching
Ryan
a lot
Sheckler.
Of like vloggers, like Optic Gaming, like a whole like esports team. I knew everything there was to know about all of the guys that were on that team.
And where did it get
creepy
you? Where did it get you, Intern Joe?
Got me right here. No, got me working in radio.
A dream, truly.
This kid wears his headphones over his earpods.
He's doing other things.
Driving me nuts.
He's fine. Don't worry about him.
Long story short, this mom ends up Ruby Frank.
Ruby Frankie, yes.
How many kids?
So she, the whole thing, her channel is called Eight Passengers. So she has six kids, and her husband. And the two kids are older. So the one's like a teenage, like kind of heartthrob. He might be in like middle schoolish and all the like middle school girls are like, oh my God, he's so cute. Show him more. Yeah. Take your shirt off.
Ew.
That's a bit much.
Why are you flexing?
I don't know.
He's like, I'm also a middle school heartthrob. I'm like, oh my God. Not just going to jail. Anyways, so you like, it's so hard for me to just get through anything because you're so distracting doing weird things across from me. Anyways, so they're like, show him more. And she gets addicted to this because she is they're making so much money.
Yeah.
They create an LLC. They make all of their kids their employees.
It's so gross, though, too.
But some of the kids are like five.
That's what I'm talking about.
You know? So it essentially ruins their entire family, their entire family dynamic. She kicks the husband out of the house. The two older kids move out because it's time for them to go to college anyways. But like, she's screaming it. And there's, I mean, like, if you do like influencer stuff, or even if you just post on Instagram or do videos, you know, there's like seven takes before you get to the actual take. And it's just you messing up what you're going to say.
And these
so cringe. And if anyone ever got a hold of any of those videos for me, I would be absolutely devastated because it's cringy.
What's the mom's name?
Ruby.
So Ruby Frankie.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, basically you have these five-year-olds that just, they just want a nap and they just want a snack.
Right.
And you know, you're basically waving this carrot in front of their face saying, perform, you little monkey, or you're not getting, you know, screen time.
Well,
you're not getting dinner.
That's what it got to, right? Like, yes, parents can take away electronics and recreational things, but like it got to the point where she was like, do you want to eat tonight? Because if you don't film with me, you're not eating. And it's like, wait, that's child abuse.
Is it true that the neighbors called in a wellness check on the kids? Because what I heard was she was actually like zip tying these kids' hands behind their back.
So after things got really bad, their YouTube channel dissolved. The husband was kicked out of the house. The other two kids were out of the house because they went to college. She was left with four remaining children. And one of the, she moved to like the desert with this woman. Pretty sure they were having an affair, but that's all in the documentary.
Mm-hmm.
And they were so emaciated that the one kid somehow got out of the zip tie or however he was restrained and ran to the neighbor's house and was like, I haven't eaten in like 7 days. Like, I have burn marks all over me. My mom's like holding me captive, essentially. And I don't know how it got to that point, right? There was a lot of like mental health things, and they thought there was like demons and devils inside of the children because they weren't obeying. So then they were like, oh, well, obviously they're demonic.
Yeah.
Me on a Tuesday. Classic. I'm like, well, obviously.
It's really disturbing. This documentary, guys, is called Devil in the Family, The Fall of Ruby Frankie.
Yeah.
Which is on Hulu.
So they go from making millions of dollars. And listen, I'm not here to like overview this whole doc. What I'm trying to say is this is such new territory, right? Because like, yes, YouTubing has been around for a long time, vlogging, things like that. But this whole new era of like influencers and momfluencers and family vlogs and all this stuff, I feel is relatively new in the sense of like everyone wants to be an influencer. Everyone wants to film their life and get a huge paycheck, right? But it is so damaging to a family dynamic, these children. Like, they can never just have a moment with their mom. Like, picture me. I'm 12 years old. I go to my mom and I'm like, Mom, I just got my period for the first time. Like, I don't know what to do. And she's like, whoa, hold that thought.
Yeah.
Let's film this. This is great content. You know what I mean? And that's like,
that's what it is.
Horrible. Like, that's horrible.
We're also very, very quick to pull our phones out when it comes to anything today. And we see this on social media, you guys. We see it all the time because go to a video of somebody who's in distress laying in the street.
Yeah.
And the comments are like, why is the person filming not helping this person?
Right.
You got to get it on tape.
Right.
You got to put it on the handle.
And like, obviously one can do that for themselves or their life, and that's fine. But when you're in control of others' lives, little ones' lives, and this is what you're making them do. And not to mention the money aspect that goes into it. Like, I think there's laws in California now because of like child stars and things of that nature. What is that called? What is the account, like a Coogan account, I think it's called?
I'm not sure.
That they have to, like legally, if you are working as a child, your family, parents, whoever, guardian, has to put this money that you're making into a Coogan account that you can't touch until you're 18, essentially.
Oh, yeah. That was named after Jackie Coogan.
Yeah.
Who was an actor, child actor.
Who did all this work, and her parents just took all the money,
right,
and then ran off into
like
the sunset.
Macaulay Culkin.
Right.
A block trust account required by law in several states to protect a child's performer's earnings, ensuring they can't be accessed until the child reaches adulthood.
Right. So.
Yeah, that's under SAG-AFTRA.
Those kids are working on set or doing this or doing that, right? I mean, some of them are vloggers and YouTubers. But when you're literally an employee under your parents' LLC, that's like taking over a family business at age 5.
That's what it is.
That's insane.
Just normal, typical Italians. Hey, go start a business.
Not you laying drywall at 7.
Here's an idea. Be a part of the show. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station. 98.9.